Good morning. Years ago, when I was growing up, on TV, one of the popular kinds of TV shows were variety shows. Different people would come on, perform, tell jokes, sing, dance, do tricks, all kinds of things. There was also another version of that where a certain celebrity, you know, actor, actress from theater, from TV, from movies, would be honored. They would honor that person. But it was done with some humor. The idea was the person being honored knew that this was not going to be all serious, but there would be some humor to it. Sometimes they were referred to as roasts. You don't see them too much anymore, which is probably not a bad idea. But back then, it was very, very popular. And I remember this one show where two celebrities were being honored. One was Martin Scorsese, the director, who's one of my favorites, and Robert De Niro, the actor Robert De Niro. Both of them were being honored at this event. And it was done in a big hall where there were people sitting, having dinner, sitting at tables, and comedians would get up and do their kind of thing, making jokes about them while they're honoring them. Remember, one comedian got up, and he said how great it is to be here tonight as we honor these two. He says, look at there, Robert De Niro, one of the probably the greatest actor of our time. Just ask him, he'll tell you. Just ask him, he'll tell you. Kind of teasing Robert De Niro, perhaps what was perceived as a bit of an ego or whatever. One of the greatest actors of all time, just ask him, he'll tell you. That story came back to me, that memory came back to me when I read this gospel reading that we've just heard, where Jesus tells this parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Some say that this parable is one that it's hard to preach about because it says what it says. But I think there's more to this parable. So Jesus is talking to more than likely a group of Pharisees, but not for sure. But he tells this story, and he tells about a Pharisee who comes into the temple to pray. And the Pharisee comes before God and prays. This is the Pharisee's prayer. God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. It's as if this Pharisee is coming before God saying, you know, look how great I am, and just thank you for this. I just thank you that I'm not like everyone else, you know. It's like Jesus is saying, he thinks a lot of himself. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Not only will he tell you, he'll also tell God how great he is. He comes before God with that kind of a tone. Do you know anybody like that? Do we know people in our lives like that? But then there's the tax collector. Now, let's put this in perspective. The tax collector, they were not like IRS agents, we'd understand today. The tax collectors were despised. They were hated. They were people who, they were folks who would collect the taxes for the emperor, but they also would sort of demand some kind of cut above that to pay them. They were known to be oppressive and cruel. So they were hated. And Jesus brilliantly chooses the tax collector as coming into the temple to pray. And what is the tax collector's prayer? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Quite a different prayer than the Pharisee. This tax collector, it seems, is having an experience of recognizing the need for healing, the need for mercy, the need for forgiveness in his life. Quite a difference. And Jesus is kind of pointing out that the tax collector is the one who's righteous. The tax collector is the one who comes with, in a sense, with humbleness, seeking mercy and healing and wholeness and forgiveness and reconciliation. And we can hear this gospel reading, we can hear this parable and say to ourselves, you know, what am I? Am I a Pharisee or am I a tax collector in this story? How do I come before God? And there's probably some value in doing that. But what I'd like to suggest is what Jesus is trying to do in this parable is really tell this parable as he's forming the early faith community of followers. As Jesus is forming what we would know to be church. He's giving a model here, I think. And so as we gather today, I say to myself, who are we as a community of faith? Who are we as followers of Christ? Even here at St. Paul's. Are we a church of the Pharisee? Thank God you've blessed me so much. I'm not like these other people. I'm not like these others who I have nothing to do with. I stand in righteousness, and thank you for that. Are we a church like that? Just ask them. They'll tell you. Or are we like the tax collector? A group of folks in need of healing and wholeness and forgiveness and mercy and reconciliation and community and relationships and nourishment and formation as we walk this journey together. We come because we want to come before God, knowing that we need God's presence in our lives. We need that healing in our lives. And I believe here at St. Paul's, we do that in so many ways. We form each other. Just across that courtyard every day, there are children in that preschool who St. Paul's has entered so graciously into their lives at the invitation of their families. I have such honor, treat that with such honor, that we help these children in their early years as they form a life, as they form their own faith and their understanding of the world. Our children's ministry, our youth ministry, our adult formation, places where we form each other together. Our care and our share for each other. Our pastoral ministry, we care in times of difficulty and illness and whatever is going on in a family or an individual. We care for each other, recognizing we need each other. We build relationships here. We celebrate those relationships when we get together in fellowship, just to be together, to see each other sometimes on weekends or other times as well. It's good to see you. You're part of this community that I'm a part of. And not only do we do that within our community, I believe that we bring that to the community at large, beyond ourselves. We recognize ourselves as a people in need of each other, in need of healing and wholeness and wonder as we walk this journey together. And we model that into the community. We're not the Pharisee. Thank God I'm not like them. But we are a people who are not any different than them. There is no them. We are one people, gathered and then sent forth to be that transforming presence, that healing, reconciling, merciful, hopeful message that we bring to our world. And I believe that that is something needed in our world today. There's a lot of Pharisees out there in our communities, in our state, in our country, in our world. Well, broken people, as this Pharisee says, the rogues, the adulterers, the tax collectors, those are just names for all of us in need of this healing. We are so needed in our time today, in our world today. What we are about here as a people gathered, what we are about as a people sent forth, it is needed in our world today. And as you discern, you sharing your gifts, as you discern what you can give to St. Paul's to support the mission and ministry of this parish, that's a huge part of what you're supporting. As you make your pledge to St. Paul's, what you're supporting is a ministry of the tax collector, a ministry recognizing our need for God. And we share this ministry together. It is needed. There's enough Pharisees out there. Just ask them. They'll tell you. We need to tell our message. We need to tell who we are and remind ourselves each week as we gather together, remind ourselves that we are sent forth into that world to be that kind of a presence.